Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I think we can all, whether you are a Christmas, post-Halloween, Thanksgiving, but it's after Thanksgiving, we can be all into Christmas now, I believe. And so, yeah, what an exciting time. I love this time of year. And we are getting ready to kick off our Christmas series called Impossible. And so one of the things that we're going to be hitting on throughout this series is how Christmas reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. There are so many things in the Christmas story that just feel straight up impossible. And yet, in the midst of that, we're reminded through Christmas that the things that often seem impossible to us aren't impossible to God. And so we're going to look at Daniel chapter 7. And you would say, what does that have to do with Christmas, Daniel? Well, there's a prophecy that Daniel gives us that points to Christmas. And so today's verse goes far beyond the manger scene to a prophecy written centuries before Jesus was even born. And so let me go ahead and read Daniel 7, verse 13 and 14. And I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that shall not be destroyed. His kingdom shall be one that will not be destroyed. You see, when most of us read and think of the Christmas story, it's, you know, Matthew and Luke, which is what we're going to be looking at in this series. But before we jump into that, it's actually helpful to see that this story started long before our gospel narrative. And so the first thing we see is how the baby in the manger is the king on the throne. And Daniel sees one like a son of man approaching the Ancient of Days, and that is God himself. The reason why someone can be of Ancient of Days is kind of a way of saying this is a person who is from long ago, and yet he is here today. Someone of eternal significance, and yet they're living here. We see them today. And so this title, Son of Man, it was Jesus's favorite title of describing himself. Over 80 times in the Gospels, he calls himself Son of Man. Why does that matter so much? Well, because Daniel 7 tells us why Jesus came, to bring the kingdom of God to earth, that God was bringing his kingdom from heaven here on earth, to reveal God's power in human form so that we could see the power of God on display through the person of Jesus, and then to receive all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus came to establish a kingdom that will never end. His kingdom is not like our earthly kingdoms, that there is a time and a reign that kingdoms have, countries have. The Roman Empire, the greatest empire to really have known the world, spanning centuries. And now you can, you know, walk into and pay a couple dollars and sit in and see the giant Colosseum in Rome, because there is no Roman kingdom anymore. Every kingdom will have an end. And yet God's kingdom, Jesus, that he came to bring, is an eternal kingdom. So think about this at Christmas. This tiny baby in Bethlehem is the eternal king that Daniel saw in his vision, fully human and yet fully divine, fully God, born in weakness and yet reigning in power. Nothing about Christmas is small. Rather, it is cosmic. And so Jesus came, that he was this baby in the manger, is this king on the throne, but Jesus came to initiate his kingdom here and now, because during his earthly ministry, Jesus lived out the kingdom of God in front of us. If we want to know how would God live, what are God's values and what are the things that he would want to see happen, we have to look none further than Jesus Christ himself. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He welcomed the outsider. He forgave sin. He spoke and he taught with authority that no one had ever seen. And he taught us how life with God actually works. You see, because when Jesus showed up, the impossible became possible. When Jesus showed up, the impossible became possible. And then when he ascended back up into heaven at the end of his earthly ministry, something amazing happened. It's as if Daniel 7, 13, and 14 were fulfilled. He was presented before the Father, and he was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, which is why Jesus, right, says to his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And so Christmas reminds us that the one who holds all authority once let himself be held in the arms of a teenage girl. You see, only God can write a story like that. And lastly, we live in this already and yet not yet reality that Jesus started the kingdom of God here on earth, but it's not fully completed yet, right? Because he who began a work in you will see it through to completion. And right now we live in this tension, the already. Jesus is king. The Spirit dwells in us. He is reigning in heaven. And yet we still see sin exists. Suffering still hurts and creation is still groaning. And you see this tension, it's not a problem. It's actually really this space that we see our faith grow. It's where we learn to hope. It's where we learn to trust. And Christmas reminds us that if God could enter the world through a virgin in a feeding trough, he can enter your world in ways that you can't imagine, because nothing is impossible with him. And I hope that as we spend some time in the coming weeks exploring that reality, that the things in your life that feel and seem impossible, you'd begin to trust him and believe that, God, you are the God of possibilities. And Lord, I want to trust you. And Christmas reminds me and shows me that even what seemed impossible, that we could be made right with a holy and perfect God, has been made possible through Jesus. So let me give you a moment and let's pray together. And maybe just begin to ask, Lord, what feels impossible in our lives and how we can start talking to God about that. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful reminder of what Christmas truly is all about, that the Son of Man came into human history from ancient of days, an eternal kingdom to bring here to earth, Lord. And we pray, God, that your will would continue to be done, that your kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven, that you would use us as your people to make that possible, because nothing is impossible with you, God. We want to continue to trust you and to see you move in mighty ways. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, why don't you take a moment and why don't you talk to God?